The Oregon Ducks offense has missed number 15 since he went down with an injury against the University of Michigan on the opening drive. And Tez Johnson posted on his Instagram a photo of him in uniform with "He's back." Tez Johnson appears to be returning to practice for the Oregon Ducks.
Dun, 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 dun.
What that means for Oregon moving forward, I don't know if it means that we're going to see Tez Johnson in a game against Washington, right? A return to practice is great, but you're now looking at it as a return. This is obviously really good for a return for the Big Ten championship game, which is initially what Dan Lanning said was kind of that target for Tez to be at. When you have a bye week this week and he can have a ramp-up week. And look, we've seen guys, you know, how many times have you seen the reports of, you know, reporters that cover the Oregon program saying we were able to see so-and-so in pads at practice and we don't see him in a game that week, right? We saw so-and-so
week after week after week after week after week. Boom,
yeah. Like, it was like a month and a half ago. It was, hey, Gary Bryant Jr. has returned to practice, right? We didn't see him until 2 weeks ago. And so I don't know. The ramp up and the cautiousness in which Oregon uses with injuries, they know that they have depth and they know they have talent. They are extra cautious. Better have a guy healthy than rush a guy back who's limited and then he gets hurt again, right? And so having him back in any capacity at practice, that's a bump and a boost no matter what. I think it is a great sign for, you know, the best case scenario with that injury that he had at Michigan. It is coming to fruition. You know, a lot of people, myself included, were worried about a collarbone type injury. Mm-hmm. You don't come back from that in 3 weeks.
No.
So that is really good news. That does kind of lead you to believe that maybe it was like a sprained AC joint type situation where he misses that week of practice up to Maryland, misses the week of practice leading up to Wisconsin, and then boom, you're back and getting back in the swing of things. If it is like an AC joint, you pop that thing wrong once, you're back to square one, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to be super cautious with them. The good thing is they have a bye week this week, and maybe we do see him against Washington.
This sounds super similar to Shaedon Sharpe. In the sense of you want to be super careful with it. But like I've talked to people around the league and I've talked to various doctors and, you know, like they all say the same thing. Like, look, I haven't seen his medicals, but anytime you're dealing with a shoulder, there's like a 99% chance like you're going to need some sort of surgery to repair something. It's just, can you get through whatever it is you're doing and get to the off season? Like if Tez or if Shaedon takes a bad shot and lands awkwardly or something along that line, you might re-aggravate it. It might lead to the thing that goes, brip, it's done. But you're not going to do anything worse to it in a sense. Does that make, even if it does require surgery, it's like you're going to have some kind of like little cleanup, especially if you're talking.
I don't think that with him, I don't think that's it. Cause like Shaedon has a labrum injury.
Yes.
And that's like your shoulder popping out.
And not only that,
that's
like if you have,
you're going to have surgery.
If you have some sort of labral tear, no matter how small, labrums don't fix themselves. They have to be repaired.
Yep.
But what I'm saying with Tez is like, if it had been something like that,
you're right.
Like that's kind of the world you're living in. So if you're looking at it like that, you're like, he can't do anything more to it.
And I don't think the way that he was just kind of carrying himself didn't look like that because you dangle your arm instead of grab it and hold up. Who knows though? He's back at practice. That's great. And look, the reality of it is with the win at Wisconsin, the Washington game is win or lose in that game. Obviously, you want to win. And I think there's a lot within him that he wants to win that game after last year, you know, and losing twice to UW. But the result of that game does not really change the path and trajectory of Oregon when you look at they're still going to the Big Ten championship game. That game is more important.
Yes.
And that's where you really hold the cards of what your season looks like moving forward, because you win the Big Ten championship game and you are a top four seed in the college football playoff. Mm. You get a bye, and if you don't, then you're playing and you're hoping that you get a home game and you're the fifth seed in the college football playoff, right?
Yeah.
So that's going to be the one that holds more gravity. It'll be interesting to see how Oregon plays this with Tez Johnson and his injury.
Played safe.
Yep. yeah, we'll see. You know, just don't get hurt any worse. Yeah. That's the biggest one.